Another excellent all-round team performance, mate. Yeah. Beard's growing. Let's keep it going.
No, I was again really, really happy with the performance. I think everybody again played their part. Everybody again showed their worth. And Kings Langley are a good side. You know, it is the toughest test that we've had of late. You know, they have the best individual players, I think, that we've played in recent weeks, and they're always going to cause us a bigger threat than some of the teams that we've played over the last couple of weeks. And it was interesting. You know, it was going to be interesting to see how we stood up to that, with, you know, still a few players missing. But again, Jack Warwick, I thought was excellent, coming in and starting in there. Danny coming back into the team. And put in a real good performance. Phil Draycott again has run for a brick wall, still with his Achilles injuries. He at 70, 75 minutes, he's really struggling, but goes through it for the team. And Scott Sinclair, three different positions, wide, centre, midfield, then finished the game at right back. You know, everybody's contributing, and fortunately for us, it's working. You know, we've just got that little bit of quality that we need. You know, with Jared Cunniff, with Peter Clark, giving you that attacking threat from central areas, and
very much a game of two halves, though, wasn't it? We were all over in first half. We played really well. Yeah, second half, defended very well.
Yeah, I said it to the players at half time. I think psychologically, people say, "Oh, you know, it's wind affected." It's not wind affected. You know, the wind doesn't have a bearing on how you should play, nor does it have a bearing on being camped in your own half or having a threat going forward. I just think that, you know, our game management was very good. We started the game really well. We were on the front foot. We played with real positivity, a lot of energy, a lot of pace, a lot of bravery, and got our goal. Probably Phil Draycott's where Scott Sinclair went on the run, and then it couldn't drop for him, and then the one from the set piece where we went close, you know, probably we could have gone in at half time 2-0 up, but we had something to defend, and the way that we play, you know, always gives us a chance when you're in front, because the back five have yet again kept another clean sheet, and I've got to be honest, I don't really think they look like scoring. You know, I don't think Tim and Troops has had to make a save other than direct from free kicks where they've shot at goal. They haven't really created any chances from open play in the whole of the 90 minutes. And to say that against a team of their quality is a real good
defensive display.
Yeah, real good effort from everybody. So really happy. And now we'll go again on Tuesday night at Diamonds.
On to Rushden. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Cheers.